I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From radioinfo.com.au. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing for Monday the 27th of April. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Radio certainly carried its weight over the weekend to commemorate this year's Anzac Day Dawn service. With COVID-19 restrictions still in place, people across the nation gathered in their driveways at dawn, carrying a candle as a mark of respect. Most listened to the service from the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, either on the radio or by streaming radio coverage of the event on mobile phones and tablets. Nine Radio appears to have realised that Sydney-Melbourne networking doesn't work, even for overnights. Last survey, the lead-in for Ross and John's 3AW breakfast show took a dive after the introduction of the national overnight show. Reacting quickly to the figures, Nine has recalled Tony Mocklear to host 3AW overnights from Melbourne. A study of 180 stations across the US on the effects of COVID-19 on listening habits shows that radio seems to be getting it right. Radios come out as the trusted source of information for 48% of listeners. Those listeners say they want radio to stick to the basics, with music, competitions, and humour. But they say they're not keen to listen to open line calls, where other listeners tell of their stay-at-home stories. One half of Triple M's Kennedy Malloy Drive show, Jane Kennedy, is recovering from a fractured back and amnesia. Kennedy says she was trying to strap a wildlife camera to a tree while it was raining, and she slipped. After time in the trauma ward of the Alfred Hospital, she's now recovering at home. Melbourne's Gold 104.3 breakfast host, Christian O'Connell, hosted Channel 9's Anzac Day concert on Saturday night. O'Connell hosted music from the home front, from his own home with his family by his side. The concert featured some of Australia's biggest artists. Triple M club members will have the chance to win a virtual seat for the inaugural Garage Session. The session will feature Aussie rock band Something for Kate and will be hosted by Chris Becco Beckhouse. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.